This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel 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 it.
Day four of quarantine. Day four since I tested positive for COVID-19. And also day four of this exclusive podcast series titled My Journey with COVID-19. Exclusive to Vow FM 88.1. The name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at Vow FM and also a first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. So let's talk a bit today about, you know, what the progress has been like thus far. Today has been a good day. Today has been a day that has been, you know, glooming and shimmering with hope. I felt extremely hopeful. And I think as you make significant progress, you get so amped up. You know, it's almost like getting to the end of the race and really saying, I'm almost there. You know, I've nearly beat this. And, you know, I've shouldered flames. And I think I'm also starting to see more of my personality come back, because I think in the whole process, you do sort of lose yourself, you know. And on that note of seeing my personality come back, let me talk a bit about what I would normally be doing on a Saturday if I wasn't in quarantine. On a Saturday, for me, Saturdays are my days. Saturdays are my days to chill and relax with family and friends. You know, if we weren't in lockdown, if we weren't in this current global pandemic that we're in, I'd probably be out, you know, just having lunch with friends and socializing and catching up and taking a break from work and school. So that's what I'd be doing on a Saturday. So also, you know, touching base on the whole process, as I've said, my family and I have had to adjust to the way we're doing things, you know, for the next couple of weeks. So one of that being that I can't eat with them, you know. So my food is firstly prepared separately. My utensils are kept separately. My plates are kept separately. You know, my food has less sugar, less salt, which is what the doctor advised. And so basically, all the things that I use, so from the tray to the plate, those are sterilized and cleaned, you know, before the food is plated. It is then brought to me on a tray where I have to sanitize my hand before I touch the tray. Thereafter, I sanitize the tray and the plates, and then someone picks it up and, you know, takes it to get cleaned. So that's how my food is being served. So that's how also life has changed for us. But my family's doing well. I'm doing okay. I'm doing much better. Just, you know, still slight nasal congestion, but no cough, no chest pains, less sweating, which means the fever is under control, and I'm able to sleep, no pains as well. My body's also starting to pick up a bit more, which is a really good sign. So that's how I'm doing, you know, in terms of the physical part, emotional part, and I'm still receiving the support, you know, because your mental health is as important. And, you know, I must also disclose that I am a mental health survivor myself. So it's important to keep track of my mental health. I do have a team of doctors, which is my general practitioner. I have my psychiatrist also on standby, and also my psychologist who's on standby. So I'm receiving all the support that I can get. And as I've said also today, nothing of that concerned me to a point where I had to consult with my doctors. I'm managing just fine at home. I do want to go out tomorrow. Someone said, you know, stay in the sun 2-3 minutes, you know, isolate in the sun for a bit and then come back into your room. So I'll try to do that. You know, if I do happen to go outside, perhaps, and maybe I use another door or something, I have to make sure that I sanitize that. So life has changed like that, but it won't be for a long run. And with that said, you know, COVID will not be around forever. We will beat this. As we know, vaccine trials are currently taking place in the whole of the world. So we're hoping for the best. And we're hoping that from such podcasts, people learn, you know, people gain knowledge about the virus. And I'm hoping to possibly record conversations I have with people infected and affected because a lot of people have reached out to me wanting to share their journey and their stories as well. I have a friend who's currently awaiting his results. Second time he's tested, he started having short breath a couple of days ago. He's now waiting on his results. A close family member of his has unfortunately tested positive. So such situations are one that need to get out there. Such stories are stories that need to be told so people can get informed. And we want to spread accurate information. We're not doctors, but we can only share what we know and what we are experiencing as people that are infected, either infected or affected by COVID-19. So that's how we wrap up day four and the fourth episode of my journey with COVID-19. I'll be back tomorrow with day five. Stay safe, stay indoors. Do not move or go out unless it is absolutely necessary. Wear your masks in public, sanitize, and keep warm. The weather is really, really cold. And I think if I'm starting to feel that the weather is cold, that means my fever is also under control. But you have a great night. May the good Lord bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vets. By Voice of Vets. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vafm.co.za.